Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity. Does the name Ingvar Kamprad sound familiar? He died some years ago, but while he was alive, he lived a very modest, normal life. He bought all of his clothes at secondhand stores. His home was very minimalist and unpretentious. When traveling, he always took public transit. If you think that sounds rather plain and unnoteworthy, I agree with you. But the thing is, Ingvar was a multimillionaire. In fact, he was the founder of the furniture giant IKEA. And yet, for a variety of reasons, he chose to live a very humble, modest life. What would prompt the Son of God to share in our humanity and live a very humble, modest life? Why did he willingly trade his throne of glory for a lowly manger bed? Well, at first glance, things seem pretty peaceful. Mary gazes down at the child she bore. Jesus is wrapped in cloths. All is calm and serene. However, beneath the peaceful nativity scene, there's an ugly backstory. Our story. Sharing in our humanity meant Jesus would live under the demanding laws of God, the laws we have broken time and time again. Sharing our humanity meant Jesus would be blamed for every one of our sins and shortcomings. They are so numerous. Sharing our humanity was not peaceful and serene for Jesus. Jesus traded the angel chorus of heaven for the initial sounds of cattle lowing and sheep baaing. And those sounds would change as he grew up to dismissive comments, shouts of rejection, cruel mockery, and even death chants. He set aside his glory and wore the secondhand clothes of our humanity, and then he was covered in the tattered blanket of our sin, and then he suffered and died to pay for those sins. Sharing our humanity was not peaceful and serene for Jesus, but his perfect life and his sin-canceling death did bring peace to you and me. That's why the Lord, who is rich beyond measure, shared our humanity and lived like he was poor. Dear Jesus, for sharing my humanity, thank you. For keeping the law in my place, thank you. For carrying my sins, thank you. For being my Savior, my friend, my brother, thank you. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.